Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are here today to recognize and thank Kaleida Health for installing our community drug and needle disposal kiosks at their hospital facilities. So our Erie County Opioid Task Force has worked closely with our partners in law enforcement, like the Erie and Niagara County Sheriff's Offices, community organizations, and the medical community to respond to the increase in overdoses and overdose deaths due to opioid use in our community. We identified safe, convenient, and anonymous disposal of drugs and sharps as one of our strategies to address this public health crisis and built up a network of Erie County sites that now includes more than 30 locations in nearly every town in Erie County. So today we can announce that in addition to the one here at Oshai Children's Hospital, these drop boxes are available for the public at Buffalo General Medical Center and Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital in Erie County and DeGraff Memorial Hospital in Niagara County. The addition of these four sites at Kaleida Hospitals is another important step that we're taking to make drug disposal convenient for all our residents. Erie County Sheriff's collects the medication from these boxes in Erie County, and their counterparts in Niagara County Sheriff's Office collect medications from the Niagara County locations. They are all securely stored and then taken for regular burns and incinerations at Covanta Energy, which provides this service free of charge for the eight counties of Western New York. Last year, 26,500 pounds of drugs were safely disposed and destroyed of in this process, kept out of the hands of children, out of the hands of adults who were not prescribed these medications, and importantly, out of our water supply. As of May of this year, we've collected and disposed of just under 19,000 pounds of medication. And on behalf of Erie County and our health department and our opioid epidemic task force, I want to thank Kaleida and our Erie County Sheriff's Office for being part of our community effort to protect the health and safety of Erie County residents. So now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. David Hughes, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for Kaleida Health, for his remarks. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Burstein. Very much appreciate being here on behalf of Kaleida Health and very excited to be part of the program. We feel it is our responsibility to be a good partner with regard to the opiate epidemic. And I thank Sheriff Howard for being here with us today in the Erie County Sheriff's Department in participating with that Department of Health and our partners throughout Erie County to manage this problem so that we can reduce the ultimate detriment to the community that the opioid crisis in particular has caused. The program offers the community a safe and convenient option for disposing of unused or unwanted medications and syringes. And as Dr. Burstein mentioned, we're going out to Niagara County at DeGraff Hospital, Millard Suburban Hospital, and at the downtown campus at the Buffalo General campus. So thank you all for participating in this endeavor. We feel that we will have significant benefit to the community over time, and we're happy to partner with the Department of Health again in the Sheriff's Office. Again, I will turn it over now to Sheriff Howard for his partnership and participation in the program, and we look forward to continuing these efforts, not only through this program, but through other programs throughout the community. Thank you very much. Sheriff?
Not surprising, the doctors have left very little unsaid. Erie County Sheriff's Office has been involved in this program since 2013. And we're very pleased to say that each year we have been fortunate with our partners to acquire additional kiosks at other people's expense. We're very grateful for that. But each year, the number of people, the utilization of these kiosks have continued to increase to the specific point here. Our most frequently used collection site has been ECMC, so it's good to note that people are, that are going to the hospital, that are seeing the device, that are making repeat visits to see people at those facilities, are taking their medicines back with them. I suspect Kaleida may well be, their facilities may well be competing with that number, but it's certainly, it's a great program. We're very pleased to be a part of it. And again, the frequency of use this year, no doubt, will surpass last year. And again, with the cooperation of our partners, we're pleased to see that's the way that it's going instead of less frequency. So, Doctor?
Thanks.
Commissioner?
So, I'm sure you all want to know where else these kiosks are located throughout Erie County. And so we actually have a couple of places where you can go online and look at these, where these sites are located. The first is called thepointny.org. So it's thepointny.org. And also on our Erie County Health Department website at erie.gov/health, a list of those kiosks are also located. So I want to remind everyone that right now, finish up your spring cleaning, and you can go through your medicine cabinets and your drawers or wherever you might hold or hide your medication. And whether it's expired or whether it's not expired and you just aren't using anymore, if you're not using it, you don't need it. And you can take it to one of these drug kiosks across Erie County. Said also, just want to remind folks that Erie County Crisis Services 24-hour addiction hotline at 716-831-7007 is staffed 24/7 with counselors that can provide people with information about any type of addiction and actually make that first appointment for the first visit, usually within 1 to 2 days. You can get that first visit by calling the hotline. So I want to thank you all for coming today, and we can entertain any questions if there are any left over. The kiosk is in the emergency department. So we feel that that's a place where many people go to seek healthcare services. And unlike if it was in a super public place like the lobby in the hospital, then people might feel uncomfortable that they're being watched and people are watching them dispose of drugs. So in the emergency department is pretty open to the public, and it's also easily accessible, and people are going there for healthcare. So it really makes more sense. And that's when they're located in many of the other hospitals.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.